Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast on the 28th of April 2025 at 6:08 in the morning on what looks to be and promises a beautiful sunny day and still air, which is grand. Hope you're all well and thank you for tuning in. So, been away over the weekend, and so apologies for the disruption in the Naked Englishman broadcasts, as it were, or narrow casts, I suppose, or just podcasts. There you go. That's what it is. So we were, just to recap, really, we've been quite busy. As you may recall, Thursday we went to Burnley for a talk. That was a 6-hour trip. Came back in the wee hours. Early morning, I suppose, of Friday, because we'd camped in the car park, in the van, in Burnley. And then we came back, as I say, Friday morning got in. Friday was a sort of recovery day. Saturday we were out early, went to a copper sculpting craft day. And we did some copper sculpting, and I've made myself a pipe rest, I suppose you might call it, which is in the shape of a tobacco leaf, and you place the pipe in it. It is on the table in front of me, and works very well. Looks grand. So I can put my pipe in there when I've finished or whatever. I also made a little copper leaf it out, mate. So that was fascinating to do all of that. Very simple, once you know how, but of course not really an expert as such, but one needs to just play with the copper and see what you can make from it. But that was really, really interesting. Loved that. Then the following, so then we went from there to Julia's mum and dad's to have a meal in the evening, and then we drove down to Devon, where we had a meeting, another talk in Exeter or near Exeter, outside Exeter. But we camped again in the van in Honiton, which is just inside Devon, I suppose, off the A35. Found a residential road which was very quiet, slipped the van in with another van and other cars, and settled down for the night there, then up early and drove the last bit to this place called Goffin Land, where there were a number of talks about the council tax. A number of people, speakers, were talking about the legitimacy or lack of the process of what you do and what you don't do and how to avoid it and blah, 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 and all of this. So that was fascinating. And then we had lunch there. And then after lunch, really, because we had a bit of a trip back, we came hurtling home. But we came home via Julia's mum and dad's again, because she needed to pick up her son Elijah, who'd been staying down there. So we picked him up, had a meal, came home last night, and probably got in about 8 o'clock, I suppose, and unloaded the van, had a cup of tea. Julia took her son home and then came back, and really and truly we didn't do much. We just sat down, watched a little video that we wanted to catch up on, and then headed to bed. We were quite tired. And as you can imagine, it's been full on. Lots of people wanting to ask questions and talk and all those sort of things, which is fantastic. But it is nice now to know that this week ahead, I have interviews, one interview a day, apart from today, and just my monologues, catching up with the email, and so on and so forth. So that's great. And I can start thinking about my other books that I wish to write in the meantime. Yes, absolutely. Julia had to be back early this morning, which is why I'm up early. We were up at 5, in fact. And Julia's just gone off now. So there we are. And I've got a little edit to do, from some filming of the copper sculpting and an interview with a blacksmith. So that's nice. And we'll put that up on the channel today, a little later on, once I've got round to finishing it off. So all is good. All is very good. So it hopefully will be a nice quiet day. I'm just sitting here quite relaxed, actually, even though I know that it's been a busy time and one will probably feel the effects a little later on. I know when I switch on the emails, millions of them will come. The problem is, I mean, I just have to, in the end, I'm being quite strict with them. I can't answer them all. People will continually email me when I am away, and they don't necessarily know that, of course, and it just builds up to the point where it becomes ridiculous, really. I've got a number of little jobs I need to do today, so I can't get back to them all, I don't suppose, for a moment. On the Pipe Show on Sunday, I revealed that I had purchased a very lovely pipe made by Chris Herriot, who I follow on YouTube, who is a pipe maker based in France. And he was demonstrating a number of pipes that he was taking to an exhibition or a show, I suppose, a pipe show in Chicago. And he was getting them all ready and he showed them. And I said, oh, there was one that he showed. And I said, I really like that one. That's a really nice one. I said, I'll have to commission you to make one of those when you come back. I didn't really overly think it, but he came back to me sometime later and said, I see you really like it. I would be prepared to sell that one separately to you rather than take it to Chicago. I've got a number of those that I'm taking to Chicago. And I said, well, that's very generous of you. Thank you very much. I better buy it because chances like that don't come every day. And I did. It's a lovely pipe. Oh, excuse me yawning. It's a lovely pipe. And it smokes very well. Chris also sent with it some lovely tobacco, which I shall be smoking on the channel, on the pipe smoking channel. And so that would be very lovely to demonstrate those and explore those tobaccos. I'm just going to take this pipe out, which is rather lovely, and I'm going to just give it a clean because I have smoked it a couple of times and I intend to look after this. So you separate the pipe, obviously. I say obviously, they come in two bits really, and using a pipe cleaner, which of course we're all familiar with, a pipe cleaner, you run it through the various channels and it gets rid of all the muck, and then put it back together again, which is what I'm doing. And I mean, the pipe is a simple machine, I suppose. It's just a tube, really, that at one end there is a bowl and the other end there is the chimney. So from that point of view, it is very simplistic. But of course, the design, the shape, the elegance, the polishing, and all of those things that go up into making it not only look an aesthetic thing, but also something to behold, to hold, to look after, to smoke, to enjoy. You know, it all is part of it. And so, yes, that was all revealed. And of course, when you buy it looking incredibly shiny and all those sort of things. And then within days, because you're smoking it, it gets scorched on the top, and you know, you put it down, it gets a little scratch here and a little what, but that is the life of a pipe. And I think you imbue, if you're a pipe smoker, a little bit of yourself into the pipe. It becomes your friend. Now, I'm going to have a little smoke. The thing is, it becomes a pleasure, and people think, oh, it's an addiction. And I've mentioned that, of course, before. Bear with me, I'm just going across the other side of the room. Because I want to just check the name of this, Brookfield number 4. So I'm smoking something called Brookfield number 4, which I have put into a different tin. But I haven't smoked that in this particular pipe. I smoked some other stuff that GLP's Fillmore, I think it was called, which came with the pipe, which is a lovely smoke, although quite hard hitting on the nicotine. But I'm interested to try something else in this bowl, because I've smoked that about 3 times, I think, so far, the pipe, with the same tobacco. So I'm keen to try something else, because the other tobacco was getting very, very hot. It's quite a relatively large chamber, so I'm not going to fill this all the way up this morning. And let's put the tin back together again. And I'm going to use, with this pipe, I'm tending to prefer to use matches so that the lighter doesn't score the top too much. It's a great drawing pipe. Because it's handmade by an individual, rather than a factory line pipe. It's, you know, somebody's given it the care and attention that a pipe needs. So I'm just giving this a little buff, just to get going. I need a tamper, and I seem to have lost my tamper. Here's one. There we go. That's a nice tamper, that one. I've got other smaller tampers. I don't know where they are. Oh, there's one. Need to leave that out. And it's just such a lovely smoke as a pipe. And that's quite a mild tobacco as well. Quite like that. So I'm enjoying that at the same time as talking to you. So as I say, not a lot going on in the week. And I want to get this edit done this morning, so I'm going to say thank you for listening while I smoke my pipe and enjoy the moment, a meditative moment, and I wish you well in whatever it is that you're doing today. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.